Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, everybody, this is Jaesu coming to you from the Mississauga Toy Show / Star Wars Con. Here again for interview 16.
My God.
Our good friend. Yeah, it's our good friend Alfonso from Studio Comics. How's it going?
Very good. Thank you very much for stopping by again, and I'm so thrilled to be on the 16th edition of this this interview. I mean, that's great.
This that'll blow your mind.
Yes.
Ninth one this year.
Yes. Yes, that is crazy. I mean, wow.
Yeah. I think still my favorite one this year, FrostCon.
Yes.
There's all girl cosplayers,
yeah.
And then you.
Yeah, there's all the conventions happening,
yeah. And Alfonso's there.
But no, FrostCon is one of my favorite shows, like one of the favorite shows that I do.
Yeah.
It's small, it's well-organized, a lot of people there. I mean, it's a really good show. I mean, if you want to go and interact with a lot of cosplayers, I love that. FrostCon will be probably one of on the top of the list.
It was nice. It was my first time. How about the organizers of this one? They do the GTA Con. They do all the toy shows.
Yeah,
they're great people to work with.
Yeah, I mean, like they do. Like, you know what? Every single show, I think that they have a signature of the actual show. They have something special. And I will say, like the people who run the show, especially it's the RPG Productions, right? They do a fantastic work. They manage to bring like a lot of collectors, a lot of people that they do like this type of genre, and that's another of my favorite shows. I mean,
yeah.
There's no show that is not my favorite. I don't think I have a favorite.
No, it's good.
All of them are my favorites, though. Yeah.
But these are fantastic. I love their shows.
Yeah, one day.
When today came up, it was just a given. I had to be here.
So. Oh, yeah. And then especially that we have the Star Wars Special Edition show. That's really good to go out and just see how much Star Wars stuff there's there.
Yeah.
So it's great.
And let me compliment you on the Special Edition Kylo Ren artwork you did today, man.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Thank you. Well, actually, I started working on that piece like about 4 weeks ago. And I didn't want to release the information until like last week.
Yeah.
We did two versions of it. We did the color version, and we actually did the two color version. But we have also another piece that John Ballmer did for the show. That's fantastic artwork as well. And believe it or not, Vince Thompson did four pieces of the Star Wars. Four of them. Fantastic. So then we have like, I want to say like the whole Studio Comics team did great on the artwork part, did their part, looked fantastic. So,
Vince's first attempt at ever drawing Star Wars, too.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah, well, he actually did fantastic. Did great. Great. I love it.
Now, do you have a favorite Star Wars character to draw?
You know what? I think that my favorite will be Boba Fett at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So then that will be my ultimate favorite. But I will really want to give it a try, believe it or not, Jabba the Hutt. I'm still thinking in a concept of how I'm going to just do something on it.
That'd be cool.
Still, I really want to wait a little bit. Yeah.
Cool. Now, are you looking forward to the new movie?
Yes. I got my tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
got my tickets back to the movies.
Really? When are you seeing it?
17, like everybody else.
But it comes out on the 18th.
Well, 17, 12 o'clock, right?
Midnight. The doctor can't see it. The doctor has to work.
Well, Jaesu has to stay off social media for a while because I will kill anyone that spoils it.
Don't worry about it. She's got to wait like another 24 hours. And then
Have
you seen the previews?
No. I'm staying away from all the previews.
Really?
And everything. Yes.
Trailers and everything.
That's it. That was a little bit of a hassle to complete that Kylo Ren piece because I don't want to see anything like that was shown.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
I hear rumors that it's really Jar Jar Binks.
That would be cool to see.
Miss, I'll kill you, cut me a sit down.
Sarah is here laughing because I've said the same thing jokingly, too, of course.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jar Ren.
Yeah, well, we got Steve here too. I'll ask both of you guys. What does Star Wars mean to you? Like growing up and right through to today.
Well, I remember back in the day, I did have the opportunity to get the Millennium Falcon, the actual Millennium Falcon back in the day, and
the big one that you flew around in.
Yeah. And believe it or not, that lasts only like 2 weeks.
You crashed it.
Yeah, because I was just like flying it around. So that was really fun to play with it for 2 weeks. Sure thing. And then one of the first action figures that I did had was Hammerhead?
Hammerhead, yeah.
Yeah, because all the rest of the characters, I remember that, because all the rest of the main characters were sold out. The only one that was left, that was Hammerhead. So then I got Hammerhead, and then I didn't get, like, or, like Darth Vader or anything like that. So like,
Hammerhead.
But then, yeah, this is a...
Oh, yeah.
That was Hammerhead.
Yeah, came out in the same set as Walrus Man.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
They were, like, all original with the names back then.
Yeah. Well, years later, when they released the actual, the redo, like the retouch version of the Star Wars, I went and I took advantage of to buy some of the action figures, and then the first action figure that I put my hands on it was the Boba Fett.
Okay.
So I was Boba Fett and some other ones there. So then when I get home, then I noticed the Boba Fett action figure was there, but the card was a Lando Calrissian.
Oh, okay.
So then I got a Boba Fett action figure and a Lando Calrissian cardboard.
That could be worth something, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I don't want a part of it, but it's quite fun to know that it's something that was funny to happen, right? So,
yeah. Cool. Now, get you to plug some of your work. What's coming next from Studio Comics?
Well, okay, gotta go. We're going.
See you later. Bye, Steve.
So, what's next? We are moving towards number 4 of the Victory. We have number 4 of the Dark Blood ready, and we are just bundling up the whole the graphic novel for the Guy with the Crystal Skull. But
nice.
I want today. It was kind of like a special day for me. I don't know. It was super awesome.
I was going to ask you about that because the lovely Kiara and the lovely Goldie came dressed as your characters.
Yes,
Night Spike.
Oh, yeah, that was so amazing. I mean, someone was taking the video, and they just caught the whole reaction that I had. But I just like want to say right now, true. You guys and for any other person that approached me on it, that thank you very much, you guys. You did, like, amazing. I mean, I'm just so happy. You don't know how happy you made me with this amazing surprise that was really, really.
And they did a fantastic job, too.
Oh, my God. You have to see them. I mean, you have to see the photos. They are, like, amazing.
We will have them on our page.
Yay! Fantastic. Yes. So this is, like, it was a great surprise. I mean, this is our last show of the year for 2015.
Yep.
So then that was like the best way to close the year, and I couldn't do it without their help. So then, and of course the rest of the team, right? So then you have Beans Thompson, you have John Bomer, you have the guys working on Mexico. So then, all of them is like they put their piece, and I cannot stop thanking them. They're fantastic.
Yeah, like hats off to the whole team. Like you guys do a fantastic job. I'm a fan of your comics.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. And then so then next year we are gonna be releasing another few surprises. So we are on the last few stages of start with the actual production of a really good title that we know that it's going to be a kick.
At this point, can we just call it the Untitled John Bomer project?
The Untitled John Bomer. We could, yes. And then...
It has a title.
I don't think
it has a lot of elements to it, actually.
Yes. John Bomer with us, too?
Yep.
Oh, I'm just in the background.
That was John Bomer.
John Bomer.
The project is coming along very well.
Yes. So then one thing that we can say is at this stage we complete the character development.
Okay.
So then character development is there. Now we have the part of the writing completed. We are moving towards the storyboard part. That is the one that is taking a little bit longer. But it doesn't mean that because it's taking a little bit longer it's going to be... a bad work. It's just we're trying to make sure that all the elements that we put together with the idea are right.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's good. So I'm pretty sure we're going to hit number 20 next year at some point.
Oh, my God. Great way to start the year.
Hey, you know, a lot of comic book companies do something special when they do their 25th issue. We should think of some big deal to do when you have your 25th.
That's not a bad idea.
And if we do another 9 interviews next year. You never know, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like they say, as long as you guys keep clapping, we keep dancing. So
definitely.
We are here.
Dance, people. Monkey, dance.
Monkey. Dance, monkey.
You told me all day.
You know what? As long as people they keep getting our books and then getting to know more about our artwork and everything, that we will be here, right? And then another great suggestion. This was another good way to start to end the year and start. Of course, you have the end of some stuff and beginning of some good stuff as well. Right on the show, we have like the debut, the premiere of this great artist. That if you have a minute, you should like take a look of his artwork. His name is Alfredo Galvan. He's located right at the end of the hall. He has great, amazing designs and more like artwork on car models.
That stuff was great.
Amazing. Like his concept of classic images and his artwork, his lines are just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, we were admiring it down there. It's all good.
Yeah. And he's a great chat as well. So then if you get a minute, just go and chat with him. He's really good.
Super nice. Yeah.
Super nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So, you know, thanks for everything you've done for us this year, man.
Well, thank you very much to you guys. It's been like a pleasure to be throughout the year with 19.
Cambridge, even, man. Cambridge. That was one of the most best experiences I had this year.
Well, it has been so many, though. But, yeah, definitely we have, like, better memories, like really good memories versus like the bad memories throughout the year.
Oh yeah.
It has been really, really good to know that we keep around, we maintain ourselves around, and then you guys are still going around, and then we keep sharing, and then we keep helping each other in this.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Like I hope you have a great holiday, and
you guys too.
All the best in 2016, dear sir.
That. No, for the listeners as well, Merry Christmas, great New Year's. Because next year it's just around the corner.
Right.
We're gonna start the year big.
Nice. I can't wait, man.
Oh yeah.
So you know, thanks for number 16, and I'm sure 17 will be right around the corner, man.
Oh yeah. We'll be there.
Thanks, Alfonso.
See you later, guys.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it. Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.